What about theistic evolution?
Under the banner of theistic evolution, a growing number of Christians maintain that God used evolution as his method for creation. This, in my estimation, is the worst of all possibilities. It's one thing to believe in evolution. It's quite another to blame God for it. Not only is theistic evolution a contradiction in terms like the phrase flaming snowflakes, but in the words of Nobel Prize-winning evolutionist Jacques Monod, natural selection is the blindest and most cruel way of evolving new species. The struggle for life and elimination of the weakest is a horrible process against which our whole modern ethic revolts. I'm surprised, he said, that a Christian would defend the idea that this is the process which God more or less set up in order to have evolution. First, the biblical account of creation specifically states that God created living creatures according to their own kinds. As confirmed by science, the DNA for a fetus is not the DNA for a frog, and the DNA for a frog is not the DNA for a fish. Rather, the DNA of a fetus, frog, or fish is uniquely programmed for reproduction after its own kind. Thus, while the Bible allows for microevolution or transitions within the kinds, it does not allow for macroevolution, amoebas evolving into apes or apes evolving into astronauts. Furthermore, evolutionary biology cannot account for metaphysical realities such as ego and ethos, without data demonstrating that physical processes can produce metaphysical realities. There's no warrant for dogmatically declaring that humans evolved from hominids. Finally, an omnipotent, omniscient God does not have to painfully plod through millions of mistakes, misfits, and mutations in order to have fellowship with humans. As the biblical account of creation confirms, he can create humans instantaneously. Evolutionism is fighting for its very life. Rather than prop it up with theories like theistic evolution, thinking people everywhere must be on the vanguard of demonstrating its demise. A passage to ponder. Acts 17:24-27. The God who made the world and everything in it is the Lord of heaven and earth, and does not live in temples built by hands. And he is not served by human hands, as if he needed anything, because he himself gives all men life and breath and everything else. From one man he made every nation of men, that they should inhabit the whole earth, and he determined the time set for them and the exact places they should live. God did this so that men should seek him and perhaps reach out for him and find him, though he's not far from each one of us.